Hey Rapids fans, this is Red, coming in from Denver International Airport. I decided that I'm going to do an away days voice memo diary. I wasn't sure if I was going to remember to do it or not, but I was just in the bathroom washing my hands before I board for my nonstop flight to Miami, Florida, and Whitney Houston's How Will I Know was playing. And for those of you who've been watching MLS Season Pass for the past 14 months, that song will immediately trigger something for you in terms of whichever commercial it is that, you know, Apple runs regularly on that. So here I am. I'm at the airport. Everything's checked in good, and hopefully in 5.5 hours, I've arrived and getting picked up by my friends from undergrad, and then going to see Colorado Rapids versus Inter Miami. Just saw the availability report, and Messi was not listed as injured, so we'll see if there's a 0.01% chance of him playing, given that he was unavailable for or did not suit up for the Champions Cup match against Monterrey, and we'll see whether or not he comes off the bench and the Colorado Rapids get to say that they've played against Lionel Messi. We'll talk soon. Good morning, Rapids fans. It is 8:42 a.m. Eastern time, I should say, so 6:42 your time. I am up. I did not sleep super great last night, but the sun is up. It's shining. It is 64 degrees. I'm going to go to my now future godson's baptism, and then we are going to go to the Miami Zoo, because that's one of his favorite places to go. And then we're going to get some lunch at Flanagan's. Highly recommend. Really good scran if you're ever in South Miami, if you're ever in the 305. And then I will come back to the house with the friends who I'm staying with, who's are the parents of the future godson. And then we'll be getting ready to head up to Fort Lauderdale. So the next time I speak to you, I'm going to be a godfather. Hi, Rapids fans. It is 4:32 p.m. Eastern time. So what's that? 2:32 Mountain, right around 3 hours before kickoff. I've got all of my stuff ready. I got the rental car ready, and I'm about to head up to Fort Lauderdale to see Colorado Rapids versus Inter Miami. I've seen all the scuttlebutt and the reporting online. You know, the injury report came out from Inter Miami, and Messi was not listed on there. So I presume he's available for selection. I have to imagine he'll be at the very least on his bench. I think he plays tonight. I think we get to see the Rapids take on the greatest player in the history of soccer. So I'll talk to you soon once I'm parked in the red lot where the media is going, and then I'll make my way up to what used to be what I remember as Lockhart Stadium and what is now Chase Stadium. Talk to you soon. Hi, Rapids fans. This is Red. It is 6:23 p.m. Eastern time, 4:23 Mountain. I have just parked in the red lot here at Chase Stadium. I will post a picture on my social media. The media lot is relatively close. Traffic was okay by South Florida standards. It's just the third time that I've ever actually driven a car in Miami. I did not have a car through 4 years of undergrad at UM. I got cut off by a minivan and then a Chevy, so I've not seen a McLaren at all, and I was not cut off by a Beamer, a Benz, or an Audi, or a Lexus, so somehow I've avoided that from a Miami traffic standpoint. So let's walk up, let's find the media area, and let's go see the Rapids take on Inter Miami, and hopefully Messi. Lineup's dropping in about 50 minutes, so I gotta get up to the press box, because I have to be the first person to post on that in Rapids media land. So let me go be obsessive and detailed about that. Hello, Rapids fans. It is 7:14 p.m. Eastern, 5:14 p.m. Mountain Time. I am outside the main concourse here at Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. Really nice check-in that they had for the press area. A little bit confusing in terms of the layout and where to go and everything. Signage was okay, not great, but lots of people to direct me, albeit a little bit low. I'll be back. Thank you. That's a little loud now with the buses, albeit a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of English, and the mix of them. press box area, very similar to Mile High Stadium, maybe about 30 seats though, and then kind of two rows back to back, entirely indoor, air conditioned and everything. So really nice in that regard. Messi is on the bench, as I predicted. Unfortunately, he is not. He did not warm up, so I'm not sure. So I'm not sure whether or not he will be playing, unfortunately. So we'll see about that. Rapids lineup, not that surprising for me. Omer Fernandez in, Lamine Diok still on the bench. That continues to be a question for me personally. So we'll see about that. And with Keegan Rosenberry unavailable, it is Sebastian Anderson in at right back. So we'll see what happens. We'll see whether or not Messi and friends come off the bench in the second half. If there's some limit in that, I think the Rapids can win this game. Hey Rapids fans, halftime here at Chase Stadium, here with Connor Cape, the radio voice of the Colorado Rapids. Connor, you have now been to every single MLS stadium, yes?
Yes.
How does Inter-Miami, media setup, atmosphere-wise, how does it rate for you?
The cookies are really good in the press box, so I like the cookies. But in our radio booth, the window does not open, so it's a 0 out of 10 for me.
That is a frustration I've had with USMNT games at Mile High. I don't mind there being glass. I want to be able to open it. I want the option to feel the atmosphere. It feels muted. When I can't even tell if the supporters are speaking in English or in Spanish, that's a knock for me. But
well, especially when the atmosphere here is so great.
Like, yeah.
The border section is
electric
cold.
First half.
Every time Messi's shown on the video board, they go crazy. Every time there's a corner kick, they go crazy. Like, there's an atmosphere here, and you want to be a part of it.
Yes, and so I feel removed from that with the way the press box is set up. But yeah. Really nice setup overall. I agree, food's good. Coconut water in metal casings, that'd be a nice thing to have at DSG for me. I'm a big coconut water guy.
I haven't seen
it. It's below the soda, so
yeah,
I'm team coconut water. Prediction for the second half, what you got?
I think we will see Leo Messi.
Agreed.
And I think Zach Steffen is going to have an opportunity to make a massive, massive save, and I think he's going to come through on it.
I think 2-1 Rapids in this one, we'll see.
2-0 Rapids.
Okay, who's scoring the second goal?
We looked good on set pieces. We're earning set pieces.
Yeah.
Which is what, I mean, that's the first that's the first thing you got to do to score on a set piece. I think Cole could do it. He looks lively tonight. Boy, wouldn't it be a story though if it's Ollie LaRoz?
I think so too.
Just cleaning one up at the top of the box.
Yeah.
Putting it home.
I'll take Georgie from the run of play to score the second Rapids goal.
That's not bad either.
All right. Hey Rapids fans, gonna verbally walk you through what it's like getting out of Chase Stadium. So up on the third floor here, which is exclusively the press level. The second floor is a suite level that you need special expensive tickets to get in. And then the first floor is the main floor, the ground floor, if you will, the field level. So just taking the elevator down, outdoor space for the most part. It's a very open air stadium, you know, it's basically like fancy high school bleachers in terms of the exterior. There's not a lot inside the stadium. Walk out here and you open, there's a really nice little almost like concourse, like suite level. There's fancy suite tickets. I will not be doing this, but right now, since it's, you know, 5 minutes to midnight, doors are open and I could walk on the field if I wanted to. Big Miami logo as well. Turn to my left from the elevators and there's the big press room. There were a solid, I'd say 30 or 40 people in terms of individual press, and then, you know, maybe 10 supplementary staff for the club out there for the indoor press room that Tata Martino had. Very nice setup, you know, I'd say on par with most European clubs. Big outdoor concourse area here on the, I think, the west side of the stands, you know, outdoor space and everything, walking through the concourse. And I kind of walk through a side level where there's a bunch of bathrooms, and then there's a popcorn and pretzel place, there's a beer place, there's a team store. Shoot, Matthew, forgot to get a scarf. Oh well, we'll get it online. It's not like they're gonna sell out of Miami scarves anytime soon. And then I walk through this area where only press can go, so it's in the corner area, if you will, of the stadium that you need special credentials for. Fans can't get to this area. We'll see how well I just walk with conviction with my credential and see if anybody talks to me. There's a white tent area where they had the player availability that Inter Miami used. The Rapids did not end up using that. And then you just kind of get to an outdoor, like how stadiums look like warehouses or like a utility open area that's not really visually pleasing, but is functional. We'll leave it at that. And this was the area where Messi ultimately exited the stadium, and it is set up very much for, hello, have a good night, security guy looking at me. They use a company called Guardian. I don't know what they're like in terms of compared to Argus, but with my credential and walking with conviction, I didn't have to deal with a whole lot of people, or I didn't have to deal with a lot of resistance for the most part. But so the area that you had out there was the part where Messi ended up leaving the stadium, and the way that security and operations and everything had that was maybe not like level of like a president coming in and out of an area in their own personal vehicle that they're driving and it's just them there, but you know, I would say it was, you know, maybe however much of a gap there is between the president of the United States and Taylor Swift doing that, there was probably maybe half of that gap between Taylor Swift and then Messi. And they were very clear about where we were allowed and not allowed to stand when Messi came out and exited in his vehicle. And there's a bunch of roads that are closed. I'm going to try to not get hit by this one car that's coming through. They see me. Thank you, Florida driver. And so it's this club is very much set up for Messi's comfort and for his protection. I think both from the, you know, getting absolutely swarmed by fans and everything. And so that's a very European operational aspect of it. You know, I'd have, it's similar to kind of how I feel how Sporting Kansas City would have tried to like operationally have Cristiano Ronaldo come to them when there was that rumor for, you know, what, 12 hours that Sporting Kansas City had made an offer to him. Ronaldo before ultimately he ended up signing in Saudi Arabia. And here I am at my dark gray Toyota Camry here in the red lot south of the stadium. Lights are here. Let me get a photo of that, and then let's talk about the actual match. Okay, Rapids fans, this is going to be the incoherent, scatterbrained ramblings of a caffeinated, sleep-deprived soccer journalist. Holy f***ing shitballs. What just happened? What did I just watch? Full-time from Chase Stadium, Inter Miami 2, Colorado Rapids 2, penalty goal from Rafael Navajo, and then a goal from Lionel Messi in the second half, followed by an assist to Alfonso, I can't remember the kid's name. I apologize to him and his family and Inter Miami fans who are listening to this. And then Cole Bassett, 2 minutes left to go in regular time from Calvin Harris to get a 2-2 draw against Inter Miami. It's nights like this that are why I do this, why I do what I do, despite it making absolutely no money and it not being my day job. I love the opportunity to be in these moments and be in the right place at the right time to cover and catch these and then properly document them with the context and the understanding and the ability to, you know, then speak and have access to the people involved in it to then tell stories and communicate them to you in a way that is useful and humanizing and relatable to the average Joe, to Bray, who's, you know, listening to me at 2 a.m. while he and his wife work on, you know, their company that has them working nights and everything. It's stuff like this. I do this because of the fans and the people and the sense of community that I have around the Colorado Rapids. And I do this because of the opportunity to cover bonkers crap like this of just what we saw. This is, off the top of my head, this is one of the top three soccer games that I've been to, or at least experiences that I've had in terms of seeing and covering a game as press. If you're asking what the other ones, you know, would be relating to, we are talking the two USMNT Mexico finals that I have covered. One was the CONCACAF Cup at the Rose Bowl 2015-ish, I believe, Mexico winning in extra time And then the Christian Pulisic and Ethan Horvath stoppage time penalty shenanigans against Mexico in the Nations League during COVID. And then I think the other one, we'll say top five, because then the other one would be Pidsgiving against Portland Timbers. And then the fifth match in that group, not listing these in order, would have been the Feyenoord game that I went to see Cole Bassett come off the bench in April, March, I think, 2022. Lionel Messi's the GOAT. He's the best player in the world and of all time. And you just see the difference between what happens when he's on the pitch versus when he's not on the pitch. And the reality is that the Colorado Rapids had Darren Yappe and Calvin Harris come off the bench. And Inter Miami had four of the best players to ever play for Barcelona, one of the most historic clubs in the world. It was an out-of-body experience in order to see him come in on the game. And, you know, I'll admit, you know, there's a part of me that did this out of kind of the fandom for this. There's a part of me that did this not out of just the, like, integrity, giving equal opportunity to the journalistic opportunity. I came here to see Messi. I'm not gonna try and hide that. And when I saw that he was on the bench, I really wanted him to play, and I really wanted to be able to see that I saw and covered a Lionel Messi goal or an assist. And so I think tonight was the best of both worlds in terms of my own selfish expectations or hopes in the context of everything else, because the Rapids got out of there with a result. It was a game of moments more so than the greater narrative. I still think there's some stuff going on with the system that is or is not working in terms of how often they press, how effective the press is, and fundamentally what they do in the final third. But look, this was a game of moments, and Messi had two or three of those, and two of them worked. And Rafael Navajo had one big opportunity on penalty, and he converted it. Great work on Kevin Cabral to draw the penalty. I thought he was good tonight, to be honest with you. And then, you know, Goal Bassett continues to do his stuff. Georgi Mihailovic had some moments on set pieces, had some moments in transition. I have not seen a good replay that shows that moment, what, 8-10 minutes into the game, was not a penalty. I had someone in the press box. I didn't ask for then to share this, so I'll have them on them and their outlet and their affiliation unnamed, but, you know, turned to me and asked, you know, Matt, is this peak Ted Uncle? And my gut reaction was kind of, 9.5 out of 10, this is what Ted does. So I wonder whether or not Georgi should have gotten that penalty, but, you know, I think overall on the balance of play, the Rapids were probably lucky to be up 1-0 at the time. Just given how Inter Miami kind of woke up throughout the game, and that still shows that there's an incredible gap. But I mean, what a gut check moment, or, you know, night for guys like Oliver Larraz, guys like Sebastian Anderson, Moise Bombito, to, you know, be asked the questions that they were asked and not completely fold, to not be completely starstruck, to respect the opponent enough to see out the game, but not over respect them given their history rather than what they are right now. You know, Sergio Busquets basically can't move. Cole Bassett absolutely cooked him for that second goal. But to thread that needle between understanding and respecting the opponent, preparing for what they were going to do, to manage the fact that they weren't starting but then came into the game and they were really under the gun for, I'd say, the first 20-25 minutes of the second half, and to just find a way to get a result just like they did against LAFC. And so, you know, that gives me some semblance of hope that there's something in some of these players, regardless of the fact that the system and clearly the principles of play haven't fully taken account. But just I'm emotionally exhausted. I got to see Lionel Messi play, bucket list item, out of body experience. I texted Brendan Plone this tonight. So I'll read that out, because I think it displays exactly just how I felt in a succinct way. Bucket list, out of body experience. I can't even describe it. Shock, joy. I barely have words. I can't believe the Rapids got a draw. I said win because I was texting too fast, but no, the Rapids did not win this game. The draw that felt like a win. Such an amazing game to cover and witness. Top three matches in person minimum. I'll now change that to five. Grateful for the opportunity. I take it seriously, and I f***ing love it. Football is mad. This team is a lovable and endearing imperfect hot mess. I'm never sleeping again. So yeah. Okay, I've been rambling for like 8 minutes. I have no idea if any of you enjoyed this or whatever. If this is content that you guys want to hear from me, like, would you rather hear me and Mark talk when we've had 2 or 3 days to digest it and write down notes and compare and prepare and give you like something that's succinct and not rambly? Or do you just want, you know, do you want end of post game, like football hot take, you know, instant reaction, you know, ramblings? So that's it. Okay, folks, I've got like a 45-minute drive down to my friend's place and everything, and then I got to be on a plane in like 10 hours. So this has been Matt Pollard's first ever Away Days voice journal. I hope you enjoyed what Connor Cape had to say. I hope you enjoyed the game. And hopefully let me know whether or not you'd like another one of these, because the Rapids are playing Real Salt Lake the week of my birthday next month. Peace. Good morning, Rapids fans. Bienvenidos a Miami International Airport. It is 9:21 a.m. Eastern Time, 7:21 a.m. Mountain Time. I'm running on about maybe 6 hours of sleep after my drive and packing up quietly in a house that had a three-year-old and three very barky dogs and some very tired parents. And then also there was the winding down emotionally from what I just watched to actually be calm enough to go to sleep. So a little tired here. The rush of emotion and the joy and just the transcendence of the experience has not worn off yet. I think I was way more coherent in the parking lot next to my car last night than I thought I was and everything. It's a really good result for the Rapids. They showed a lot of resolve. I still have underlying concerns about the system, the way it's being implemented, and some of the personnel. But I think Grizz Armas clearly has implemented something culturally that is different from how it was last season. This team last year finds a way to lose that game last night. I don't think this team last year wins that game against Real Salt Lake. I don't know that they... And then the next result that I think is questionable, I think they probably find a way to lose to LAFC and maybe even find a way to lose to Seattle Sounders even after the red card and the penalty. But, Mihailovic needs to be more effective across games, not just in moments, in attacking moments. And Rafael Navajo needs to start scoring goals from the from the run of play. That said, there's no doubt in my mind that if Inter Miami is fully healthy and Tata Martino starts his preferred starting 11 and they don't have, you know, an away game in Mexico in Champions Cup competition this coming week, that Miami wins that game last night, and Messi is probably the star of the show for the full 90 minutes, 75 minutes, and they probably get a multi-goal lead before the Rapids score in that game, and then I think the Rapids are toast at that point. But they found a way to get 3 points against LAFC, and they found a way to get a point at Miami, and I want to believe that is building towards something or leaning towards something or something they can hang their hat on in the meantime while the other underlying issues that this team still has, you know, get worked out. So we'll see. If nothing else, I can finally say that I've seen Lionel Messi live, and once again, the irrelevant doormat poverty franchise that is the Colorado Rapids played at Inter Miami, played against Lionel Messi, and did not lose. And there's a lot of Western Conference teams this year that will go to Inter Miami and lose comfortably and be spectacularly outplayed. All right, I'll see you guys back in Denver. Hey, Rapids fans, 2:04 p.m. Mountain Time on Sunday. I am back in the friendly confines of my 2-bedroom condo. I am looking at the Jeff Lorenowitz Memorial Podcasting Kitchen Island. Away day went over. I won't say all the things that I've already said multiple times now. Could not have imagined a better a way day weekend for me personally, becoming a godfather, and the match, the way that it happened, and the story that I got to witness and now get to share with all of you. This league has so much wonderful culture and markets and cities and places to enjoy. I would highly encourage you to go witness one that resonates with you or has some significance or is a city that you want to explore or a stadium that you want to see or a team or a player that the Rapids are playing, in order to see if you are just a Rapids fan from your couch on away days and only going to Dick's Sporting Goods Park. You are missing out on what the sport has to offer and enjoy in America. I'll leave it with that. Rabbi and I will probably be podcasting Monday night, so we'll be in your feed on hopefully the morning of Tuesday, April 9th. We'll talk to you then. Peace.